listener production.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Why am I jealous of my ex?
I am so stressed all the time.
How do I get into a routine?
Is TikTok making me anxious?
I think I'm being manipulated.
Someone told me you could live with half a brain.
This is Do You Fucking Mind? Mindset Hacks for a Badass Life. Hosted by me, Alexis Fernandez.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the episode of today. So the episode of today is going to go into the neuroscience of willpower and tenacity. Now, this is a really interesting episode. It talks about kind of ways to help you become more motivated and how the brain responds to you doing things that are uncomfortable. I've got an episode that's called Pain and Discomfort is the Ticket to the Life That You Want. I can't remember what number it is, but I will reference it in the show notes. And it basically gives you kind of a scientific understanding of what's actually going on in the brain when you're doing uncomfortable things. And it's just really cool because it will hopefully get you more motivated to actually do those hard things because of the benefits that happens in the brain and because it actually makes you more likely to do other hard things in the future. So I'm going to be talking about that. Also, there is a study that I'll reference as well that if you want to go more into scientific, more of a scientific dive into it that you can read. It's published in PubMed. And it goes into kind of where they look at animal models and also scans of the brain and all of that stuff as well. So if you're interested, go check that article out as well. Little bit of an update. I actually went to the Huberman live show. You guys know I obviously fucking love science. And I also really, really love Andrew Huberman. I think he's great. And he did a live show at the ICC in Sydney. And it was just so great and really impressive. And he was just on a stage with a mic for like 2.5 hours, just him and the microphone talking. He answered questions. I found it. He's a great storyteller. It was such a great show. If you guys have been to the Huberman Lab show, I'm sure you Well, I hope you would have enjoyed it as much as I did. And if you haven't, the next time he's in Australia, definitely check it out. Not Spawn, by the way, just a fan. Okay, so let's get into the episode of today. So we're talking about the neuroscience of willpower and tenacity. And we're talking about resilience, determination, all those things that makes you follow through with something that is difficult. And when I say difficult, you don't really need to have these things if you're following through with something that's easy. If someone invites you to go to a restaurant that you love and you follow through with it, that doesn't require willpower, tenacity, resilience, none of that. We're talking about things that is difficult in the short term, as in the moment that you're doing it, but will reap rewards. You will reap the benefit from it in the long term. And those are the things that require, you know, staying power, grit, determination, tenacity, willpower, all these things. And we've all experienced it. Sometimes when there's more pressure to do something, when you're kind of forced into doing something, we understand what hard work can actually get us. So an example of this is I've invested so much time and money into my degree that even though I would really rather not do it, and if there wasn't a deadline, I probably would endlessly keep putting it off. But now because I have to and I have to submit this thing, you kind of understand what it feels like to actually put your head down, get the job done and do it. And while it was so difficult and uncomfortable at the time, you can look back and be like, wow, I did that thing and I'm so proud of myself. And now I feel like I could probably take on another difficult thing. Like it's, you know, it was doable. It was, you know, and the same thing goes for any other challenge or you know, mountain that you set to climb for yourself. Okay. So there's a part in the brain that we're going to be talking about specifically in this episode, and it is the anterior mid cingulate cortex. Okay. Now, before I go into what that is and what it does, I will reference this article. There's the article that's published in PubMed, and it's called The Tenacious Brain, How the Anterior Mid-Cingulate Contributes to Achieving Goals. So go check that one out if you want to do a deeper dive after this episode. But basically, it talks about how this region in the brain is directly involved with willpower and tenacity. And the more you do things that are difficult, the more that part of the brain grows. And in people that never do difficult things or rarely do difficult things or have little self-control, that part of the brain is smaller. They also found in studies that in patients or subjects, I should say, in studies who are obese, that part of the brain is smaller. So this might have something to do with self-control and willpower and stuff like that. Now, like I said, tenacity and willpower is the thing that gets you to achieve milestones, goals, seeing something through, getting results, you know, things that are going to help you make long-lasting change in your life. But something that's really important to also factor into that is this cost/benefit computations that are really important for someone to have tenacity. So all of us place a cost on something, the cost to have something. And for every individual, that cost may vary. Okay. So for someone who wants to run a marathon, you might look at it and think, well, I actually really enjoy running. It's actually just running a little bit further than I've ever run, or maybe twice as far that I've ever run. It's something I'd really like to do. It would mean a lot to me for all these reasons. So while it's costly, it's difficult to do it, it's something that I can see as like, it's worth the cost. I'm happy to do it. Somebody else who hates running, who probably not only hates running, but doesn't enjoy running as their form of exercise, would look at a marathon and say, the cost is way too high for the benefit. I don't value that. That's ridiculous. I hate doing it. Running's not my thing, let alone for hours. And the amount of training that I would have to do for the benefit of running a marathon, I could find a similar benefit elsewhere, or I just don't say, so that the cost is too high, I'm not going to do it. Everyone places a cost on something. And ultimately, the reason that you don't do something is because the cost is too high for you as an individual. It's too hard. It takes too long. You don't see the benefit. The cost does not outweigh the benefit. Okay. And that is why. But we all put a price on something. We know what is required in order to achieve that thing. And for a lot of us, in a lot of cases, we don't follow through with it because the price is too high. Take me as an example. I have always thought and tossed the idea of doing further study and doing my PhD. I'd love to do it. But at the moment, I look at the time required, and I look at what I'm also investing my time in, that obviously the reason I haven't done it, even though I say I want to do it so much, is because at the moment, at least at this point in my life, the cost is too high with my time, with how I spread. If I'll be spreading myself too thin, I would then be missing out on other things that I'd like to be doing. So at least at this point in my life, I'm looking at that and saying the effort, the time, everything that is involved, it's a big, big task to take on. So I'm looking at it as like, at least right now in my life, the cost is too high. Is that saying that I'll never do it? Hopefully not. But that's obviously why I haven't done it. Otherwise, I would have already started it. Now, there is also a difference between wanting the results of something versus valuing the cost of having that thing in your life. Kind of like this PhD and all of that that I was talking about, or many other things. You might want a lot, but then you look at what is required to get there and you think, no, probably don't want it that much. Okay. And that's how you really know when you really, 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 really have to have something, because you look at the cost and you're like, it's still worth it. It is still worth that price. And if you're not willing to pay the price, then maybe you're like, maybe it's not the right timing, or maybe I just don't want it that much. Maybe the benefits, the value of it is not outweighing the cost. Okay. So then you pull out of the running and you don't see that thing through. Okay. Now, why is it that some people can stick something out longer? They can seem to push past adversity repeatedly when it feels like, for you, or for not you specifically listening, where it might feel like for you or for many people, that you look at people who do that and you think, how are they doing it? When I come across the first hurdle or the first bit of adversity, I falter and I'm back at square one and then I can't push through. I get tempted. I don't have self-control. I might have the drive to follow through with something, but when it comes to saying, no, I can't do it, why is that? Okay. What is the difference between those people's brains and your brain? They have this ingrained belief and this ability that when things are hard and when things require effort, it is effort that they are willing to give. And that is where willpower comes in. Willpower is, this will require an effort that I am willing to give. People who struggle to stick something out or have no self-control or can't resist temptation see it as, this requires more effort than I am willing or able to give. So it requires more willpower than I think I have, and therefore I cannot administer said willpower, and therefore I won't. Okay. Now, the interesting thing about going back to this part of the brain, athletes and people that are constantly, you know, putting themselves in difficult situations and constantly overcoming new adversities and constantly testing themselves again and again and again, they have a larger area in the brain. That anterior mid-cingulate cortex is larger than someone who doesn't do that all the time. Okay. So you're also starting to see that it's, yes, you could look at it as a psychological thing, but it's very much a physical change in the brain that's occurring that then allows someone to have more willpower, to have more of this belief that, well, yep, it's hard, but I've got it in me versus someone else is like, I can't resist. It comes and I just can't say no, and I can't get myself up in the morning and I just can't do it. Okay. The beauty of it is that the more you engage in these behaviors that you don't like, that require grit and, you know, that push through, that region of the brain starts to grow. So it's not like, this is the beauty of these studies. It's not like the people that are really driven athletes who do all these really hard things are just born with a bigger area and that's why they're driven. They are driven because they've been able to grow that area in the brain and vice versa. The people that have no willpower and no self-control, it's not that they were born with this small area versus other people. It's because they haven't pushed past this threshold and they haven't worked it and trained it like a muscle, and therefore it has stayed small, and therefore it's really hard to administer self-control and willpower and tenacity. That's the beauty of it. So they're two completely separate things. The reason they are the size that they are is because of behavior and not the other way around. That's what we've been able to see from these studies. So it's a muscle. I mean, it's not actually a muscle, but it behaves like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets, the more endurance it has, and the bigger it gets. And it really pains me to hear people talk about how they just can't do something. There's so much that right now that you probably think you can't do, but that you're actually capable of doing. If there's one thing that you're going to get from this episode is that, like, if there's one fucking difference in your life that this particular episode will make, is that it is in you to actually become capable of doing something, capable of sticking something out, having that willpower that you see other people have and thinking, imagine what it would be like to have that and stick something through and say, no, when I said I wasn't going to drink this fucking month and then the glass is in front of me on day two and I just can't say no. Yes, you can. If you train this part of your brain. And once that part of the brain grows, you realize, wait, not only can I do that, but I can do much, much, much harder things for a longer period of time. Okay. So you might be in a different starting base than other people. You might be someone who's never really trained this part of your brain. So you're going to have to start small. And it's not necessarily linear either. You know, you go through waves of growth as well. Some things are going to be a little bit harder. Some things are going to be really, really difficult. But eventually you start to train it and grow it and train it and grow it. Again, just like a muscle. It's not this linear growth. You go through bouts of growth. Okay. And we all start somewhere different. And that's okay. And if you start off worse than the people around you, that's not a reason for you to not give yourself a chance. Okay? You deserve to give yourself a chance and give it a red hot crack at growing this part of your brain just as much as anyone else. Because it's really easy to sit here and say, well, based on the history that I have and based on the life I have or based on the upbringing or my situations or my environment or whatever, I've never been encouraged or raised or taught how to do that. So I'm really struggling and I'm in the worst place. So why bother? Instead, you should look at it as I've never been given that, nor have I been taught that. So I'm now going to give myself that gift. It is now my time to teach myself to do this. Okay. But we start small and we start one fucking day at a time, one task at a time. And just to give you a bit of like motivation, I've received so many stories, so many messages, so many emails from you guys, you listeners who have made such major changes, whether it's due to certain things on the podcast, most of it's actually due to yourself doing it. And the podcast might've been like a light bulb that went off, but you're the one who's doing the work. And I appreciate the accolades and I genuinely love that I've played a role, but you're the one who's done it. You did it. I didn't do it for you. That's the beauty of it. You can stand strong in that knowing that it was you, right? But I've heard such great stories. And, you know, there are people who have written to me saying that they were the kind of person that could not get off their phone, like such a strong behavioral addiction to their devices that their life was passing them by. Literally, they would watch their life pass them by and they had all these dreams. And this is the perfect example of someone who's just got no willpower. You have all the wants, you have all the dreams, you have the desire, but when it comes to doing it, you can't. And from going from that, they've been able to transform their life to be someone that can get out of bed without hitting the snooze button. They barely feel pulled to their device. And when they do use their device, it doesn't have this pull over them like it used to. They have learned something new. They've changed their careers. They've moved homes or cities, or, you know, they've built a life that they want over the span of 1 to 2 or 3 years. Like this, some people even less time. And you kind of look at that and you think, well, if it's possible for someone who could barely get off the couch scrolling on their phone unless they absolutely had to, like go to work so they could make money and pay rent, that's the only time they would, to turn their life around into that, then so much is possible for other people. Okay? The change is in every single one of us at your own pace, but it's in all of us. Now, there was this trend that was going on I think it's on Instagram and TikTok, and it's this, I'm going to run 1 centimeter for every follower that I have. And at first I'm like, this is the weirdest fucking trend I've ever seen. And then as I started looking at it and looking at people's pages grow and how they were running, I'm like, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. This is exactly what I talk about when I say start small. Okay. Someone's starting so small, 1 centimeter for every follower. I've got 2 followers, so I'm going to literally run 2 centimeters. And then before they know it, they're running like 1 kilometer and more because they're getting more followers because of this trend. People want to see them run more. People want to see them push themselves further. We love to see that. We love to see someone with willpower. We love to see someone who can push themselves past what they thought they were capable of doing. And I think this is such a great thing to do. When you are training yourself, you start with an uncomfortable thing that's a little bit uncomfortable. And then you go to a little bit more uncomfortable. And then you go to like, this is pretty fucking uncomfortable, but I'm used to doing these other little uncomfortable things that it's now achievable. And I look at it being like, well, I've done 80% of it last time. So why not? You know? And that's what this trend is doing for a lot of people. And I think it's brilliant. Okay. Now going back to that part of the brain, there's also a lot of evidence that shows that that size of the brain region actually correlates with longevity and vitality as well. And Huberman spoke about this in the live show as well, but it is this part of the brain that is likely to be responsible for your will to live. So you will stay alive longer, literally, because you've got this determination to hold on. And this happens in like really sick people as well, people who have disease, people who are really old. You see that in these, you know, all kinds of different scenarios. Now, this part of the brain is also very, very responsive and has the ability to adapt to your behaviors. So it actually adapts based on your behaviors. So the more of something that you do that requires effort, the larger it gets, which means more connectivity, more resources from the brain going to that region, more oxygen, more blood flow, more nutrients being sent to that region so that it can grow and grow and grow. When you're trying to build muscles, you're eating more. You're eating more of the right things. You're trying to recover properly. You're making sure you're maybe getting a massage, or you're massaging it yourself. You're stretching. You're doing all of that because you want that muscle to grow and you want it to grow well. You want it to stay healthy. That's what's happening with your brain region that's growing, okay? It's this mental fucking muscle, okay? And you grow it through using and administering willpower. And you do that by doing things that are uncomfortable. Okay. And you start small and then you can tackle bigger and bigger things. So the brain thinks, oh, you're using this part of the brain. Right. Okay. Good to know. I'll strengthen it. I'll help you. I see that you're using it regularly. So I'll really help you. Okay. I'm going to give you more resources so you can keep growing this area. Like attracts like, for good and for bad. Right? If you don't use it, you lose it. Okay? So to keep it alive and keep it active, you've got to be constantly administering some sort of willpower often. So if, for example, you thought, I really want to get to running 5Ks, I want to get to running 5Ks, and that's where you're administering willpower, and you get to running 5Ks, but then you plateau and you think, well, I'm done. I don't ever have to do that again. And you're not pushing yourself in any other area, that region will shrink. Because like attracts like. The brain says, oh, you're not needing this area anymore. You don't need willpower anymore. Okay. We'll remove the resources. We don't need to. This is expensive. It requires energy to keep something hyperconnected and getting pumped with nutrients. So if it's not being used, the brain's not stupid. The brain's going to be like, well, next we'll move on to another region that actually needs, you know, our attention. So if you don't use it, you lose it. Remind yourself of that. So not only do you have to grow it, but you have to maintain it. If you never use willpower, if you never do things that equal discomfort, the brain will stop strengthening these areas. Like I said, like attracts like. If you don't do something, the brain doesn't do it either. If you do something, the brain does it too. Okay? So why the anterior mid-cingulate cortex? What is happening here? So scientists who have studied this believe that it's because its position is at the intersection of a lot of important pathways and networks that are related to things like motor function, executive planning, which is, you know, planning to do things ahead of the now, sensory integration and allostasis, which is the process of continuous change by which an organism adjusts its internal functions in relation to activity in the environment to maintain physiological stability, okay, as opposed to homeostasis. Now, it also seems to be implicated in many tasks that the brain carries out. So it's also this major hub that's responsible for increasing communication between other brain regions, meaning that it's really connected to regions of the brain as well, like really, really well compared to other regions of the brain. Now, that explains a lot because it's basically saying that this part of the brain is kind of like an integration hub in the brain. It's connecting all these things that you need to carry out a task. And the more connected that is, it's easier for you to carry out that task. And therefore, it's easier to administer willpower because you're integrating the mental aspect of it, the physical aspect of it, this ability to adapt to external environments. You're connecting all of that and then pulling it together so you can take action on it. If you're not connecting these regions, it requires so much more effort. And when we look at cost versus reward, if it requires this insane amount of effort and you've not ever done something like it before, then you're not going to do it, okay? Now, for those of you that are interested in the anatomy of it, it's located dorsal to the genu of the corpus callosum, which is that fiber tract connecting the two hemispheres of the brain together, and it extends out towards the edge of the superior frontal gyrus. So for those of you that are interested in that kind of anatomy, that is where it's located. Always remember, guys, your brain does what you teach it to do. It does not instinctively do something just for the sake of doing it, apart from keeping your body alive. But from a psychological standpoint, from a cognitive standpoint, so yes, it's going to have your heart beating and all of that, but from psychological and cognitive, it's not going to randomly just make you be really fucking driven for the sake of it. Okay? So I'm going to randomly make you really good at one random task just for the sake of it. Okay. It does what you make it do, and then it takes it on and probably does it better than what you've taught it because it fine tunes it. Okay. So the brain is basically saying more of the same. I will give you more of what you give me. If you give me a pattern of behavior, I'm going to make it really easy for you to follow through with that habit on a regular basis because I'm going to make it like a subconscious thing. If you practice this thing enough, I'm going to make you nail it every time. You know, if you administer willpower regularly enough, I'm going to make it easier for you to do hard things in the future. Never going to be completely easy, but I'll make you more likely to always follow through and finish a task and do those things that are hard that actually make your life so much better in the long term. Okay? So it does what you teach it to do. You repeat something and you will be rewarded accordingly. If you stop doing something, your brain's going to save energy and not bother. Okay. Plasticity, neuroplasticity goes both ways. It goes quote unquote the good way and it goes quote unquote the bad way. So when you hear things about neuroplasticity, your brain's always wiring and rewiring and adjusting. It's always plastic. Okay. But for some people, there's way more changes for the good happening because they're using and maximizing the resources that they've got. And that is their brain and their behaviors and, you know, their actions. So just remember that if you are wanting to change something in your brain, not only do you have to change that thing, but you have to also maintain it. Because like attracts like, cells that wire together, fire together, all the above. If you stop doing something, then your brain's also going to stop doing it. Okay. Your brain can be your best friend, but you've got to work with what you've got. Okay. So please remember, as we come to the end of this episode, please remember that just like a muscle, if you stop training this region of the brain by administering willpower, then just like a muscle, the muscle gains that you work so hard to build and the strength, it's going to start to diminish. Because your body's like, why am I putting so much fucking nutrients and fuel into this area that's not doing anything? So it pulls its resources, okay? If you do want to know more about this episode, apart from that article that I'm going to link in the show notes, also check out, I don't know the number of the episode, but check out Huberman does an episode on this, and look it up because he does an interview with David Goggins. So it's definitely worth checking out. Great, great interview, and have a listen to it. I think this will also get you feeling way more capable of doing something for yourself. You'll probably get in a space where you're like, you know what? I can actually do this now that I understand the science behind it and the why and what's going on. It makes sense why some people are so much better at following through. They've just had practice and probably a lot of it. And in not a very long amount of time, I can get maybe not there straight away, but I can see progress. I'm going to start to see like some significant progress in my ability to stick something out. If you want to do a degree, but you've been like, I've never done, do a short course. There's so many free short courses that you can do online and say, see, I've got the staying power now. Now I can take that and I can apply it to a degree, or I can apply it to an apprenticeship or whatever it is that you want to learn. Okay. Same with exercise, same with anything, saving money, restraint, all of the above. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode today. Hopefully that's inspired you. That is all. Shout out to all my global beans. I love you all so much. And of course, my local beans as well. As always, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to your brain. Don't take shit from anyone, and especially don't take shit from yourself. Danke.
Listener.